Hello there. Today's story is about the prophet Elijah. In those days, 10 tribes of the children of Israel had left King Rehoboam, and they were led into idol worship by their leaders. God had told them that if they wanted his blessings, they must walk close to him, as King David had walked. But they didn't obey. So God's punishment was to follow. He sent Elijah to the wicked King Ahab. Listen as Elijah prophesies.
King Ahab, I have a message for you. The Lord says, you have led my people astray to worship idols, and you have allowed Jezebel to kill my prophets. Therefore, as the Lord lives, it shall not rain. According to my word, it is going to be so dry that there won't even be dew in the morning.
Get out of my sight, Elijah, you troublemaker! I'll run my kingdom as I choose. Get out, and may the gods consume you!
Turn from your evil ways, Ahab. The hand of the Lord is heavy upon you and upon your people.
And so Elijah left the king, and the word of the Lord came to him.
Elijah!
Yes, Lord?
Turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which runs into Jordan, and you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.
Do you know what happened? When Elijah got to the brook, he had a great big drink of that cool, bubbling water. Then in the evening, he saw some big black birds flying in the sky. Why, they were flying to him. And some of them were carrying bread, and some carried meat. They left it for Elijah to eat. Isn't God good? This happened each morning and evening. It kept Elijah alive. So God will take care of you if you will let him. He loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not die but have everlasting life. Jesus bought our salvation with his own sinless blood. Salvation is a free gift. You can't work for it or your way to heaven. Our part is to thank God for it and tell him we are sorry for all the wrong things we have done and believe in his Son. Invite the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and be Lord of your life. Thank him for his love and his gift of salvation and everlasting life.